Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Kate, I really have to get this off my chest, okay? And I know that people mightn't think, oh, Anne's a cyclist. I'm not. I'm just talking about people that are putting other people in danger by breaking the law and going onto footpaths. Kate, I notice that in conversations, cyclists do not take criticism at all. They're always the victim. They're never in the wrong. They always have a criticism for the people that are driving. It's always the driver that's a bad driver. I want you so many metres from me and you're a bad driver. And a cyclist, no matter what situation they get into, what the accident is, even if they're on the footpath, like, you know, they're never in the wrong. All we're saying is that you're breaking the law. If for every cyclist that's right now on a footpath, I'm just saying you're breaking the law. You're not supposed to be there. You're putting people in danger.
Okay, and stay there. Margaret, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Katie. Hi.
Hi, Margaret. You've also been subjected to abuse from cyclists.
Yeah, where I live, there's a supermarket about 10 minutes walk from my house, and every day or every second day I walk on the path, and there is a cycle lane right beside the path, and Constantly. It's just a steady stream of bicycles in each direction.
On the path or on the cycle lane?
On the path.
On the footpath.
And usually, if they come up very quickly, I don't get a chance to say anything. But if I see them coming towards me, I just say there's a cycle lane there. And I get cursed at. Get out of my way. And a lot of abuse. And it's every single day. It's not just a day here and there.
And is there a particular profile of the kind of people who are giving you that abuse now?
Is it
men, women, young, old? What?
No, they're all ages, really. Yes, quite a mixture. Now, I have gone to the Gardaí on two occasions, but it's very difficult. You know, like, can you describe the bike? I mean, you know, the person is gone. I don't know who they are. It's like,
but
I'm near the city.
According to Anne, the guards aren't doing anything anyway. Have you talked to the guards about what they could do if?
Well, I haven't really. You know, but they did say. They did say to me at one stage that they were aware of it, but I think it's very hard to enforce. You know.
I have to say, I have never seen a guard stop a cyclist on a footpath.
No, myself.
I might just not be on the right footpaths or looking at the right.
You're right. I've seen them going by in squad cars. I've seen them walking, and I've seen them get out of the way.
One of those Irish things where we just turn a blind eye that it's not considered a serious issue?
Until someone gets seriously injured, then action will be taken.
Katie?
Yes, Margaret.
Yeah, where I live, there's the National Council for the Blind, and a lot of people come to that area for training, you know, if getting used to walking on paths and that. And they're at great risk, along with a lot of older people, you know, who may not be able to jump out of their way or, you know. It's just unbelievable that
the issue of as you say, people who are visually impaired or blind using the pathways and having to deal with that is obviously a very serious issue and could have serious consequences. And as you say,
as the other lady there said, you know, nothing will be done until somebody has a very serious accident or is killed. You know, I don't know.
Okay, stay there, Margaret. Mike Reardon, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, Mike, you've also seen this carry on.
Yeah, I think it's a nationwide problem, really, because it's just as bad in Limerick and in Cork during my visits there. But more so in Limerick, because I'd be there more than Cork. But a huge problem. People coming out shop doors, being missed by inches by people speeding on bicycles. Young people cycling the cruising area or the pedestrian area of Cruiser Street, doing wheelies in among the pedestrians, going around on the back wheel with the front wheel up at face level. You have to keep dodging like you would dodge the punches in a boxing ring to keep dodging the front tires of bicycles. It's just horrendous, you know.
And would you now, like Margaret was telling us there, she challenges people on the bikes, pointing them towards the cycle lane. Would you have ever done that?
Absolutely. I had an occasion there where I was walking on the Shannon Bridge towards the city one afternoon. Two lads came on the footpath on a bicycle, and one of them struck me on the elbow and blithely kept going. And I shouted after them, "You guys should be on the road." And he threatened to throw me in the river. That was the response. And he didn't say throw either. He used a little bit more colourful language than that.
Would it be a word that's beginning with F?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yeah. So that's what I got. That's what I got for my trouble. I think that I've seen number plates on bicycles in other countries, on the TV and that. And I think that there should be identifiable. Bicycles should have a number plate on the back. So that they can be identified. And the Gardaí, I know that everybody will say the Gardaí have enough to be doing, but somebody probably has been seriously injured. All people getting a fall can have dire consequences for their general health, you know, something such as a broken arm or a broken collarbone or whatever like that. And I'm sure there have been cases where all people have been knocked down and quite seriously injured by bicycle. But, you know, there isn't a big story about it. It just happens, and it's another statistic, you know.
And have you ever seen guards challenging cyclists off and telling them?
I haven't, actually. No, I haven't. And I had occasion to mention to a guard that I saw people doing wheelies in among the pedestrians on Cruiser Street, and the community guard did assure the local people at that stage that they would be watching out for these lads and try to impede them in some way. But of course, when they see the guards coming, they just cycle away. And the minute the guards are gone, they're back again. So it doesn't solve the problem.
Yeah, you know? And I have to say that the common theme with every one of our callers on this topic today is that when challenged, that it's triggers a barrage of abuse. It seems to be all of our callers have been in that situation. And that's what they get for their trouble when they challenge.
I concur with the lady who said that the footpaths are no longer the area for the pedestrians. The footpaths have been taken over by cyclists to a large extent, and the pedestrians now would be safer walking outside the parked cars on the road. At least the motorists would make some effort to avoid you, whereas the people on the bicycles won't make any effort whatsoever to avoid you on the footpath, you know?
Right. Okay, stay with this mic. Jane, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Jane, again, you're worried about your mum on the footpath.
Yeah, I am. I'm really worried about my mum because she's in her 80s and she goes out for a walk in the morning with the dog, and she goes as early as she can so she won't meet anyone, but there's still people. She goes to the shops and she has been nearly knocked down so many times. She's terrified because she's after getting her shoulder replacement 2 years ago, and if she gets any kind of a knock, she's gone. And we have contacted the Gardaí, the politicians, schools, councils, and nobody will do anything. They say there's nothing they can do. And there's laws there, So, you know, I don't understand how laws can't be enforced when, you know, everything else can be enforced when they want to enforce it.
And that's what they say, there's nothing they can do?
Yeah.
And do they explain how there's nothing they can do?
No, they just say they either say that there's nothing they can do or that it's someone else's problem. It's like going around in a circle. Like one day, I spent the whole day ringing different people one day. It's not even, you know, the fact that they're on the path like somebody else said there. It's they have no regard, absolutely no regard for people walking. And my mother has been intimidated. She's literally afraid to go out now, which I think is an absolute disgrace.
You know, purely because her friends have been knocked down.
Yeah, she has had friends that have been knocked down by bikes and seriously injured. And there's no comeback. Like there's no responsibility taken by anyone because they just get up and go. There's no way of tracing anyone.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.